Bar Halacha and Chavis Halavos Wednesday night, or L'chof Mar Cheshvan Tov Shanayin Hay.
So last time we learned about if you drink wine before a meal, you make Kiddush, which is before a meal. So then if it's the derech to, if it's your derech to drink wine during the meal, or you have in mind specifically to drink wine during the meal, then you don't make Hagofen during the meal, because the Hagofen from before the meal covers it. Havdalah is a problem, the Poskim say. Havdalah is a question, because Kiddush is intrinsically connected to the meal, because of Kiddush Mokom Suda. Normally when you drink wine before a meal, under normal circumstances, it's connected to the meal, because it's usually drunk as an appetite, as an appetizer, so it's connected to the meal. Havdalah, the presumption is you're drinking it because of the mitzvah, and there's no din of the Mokom Suda. So there's a question in the Paiskim, if it's, how connected is it to a meal, if you're planning on eating Lava Malka, or, I mean any meal, but usually it would be Lava Malka, right after Havdalah. So the Paiskim actually say, because there's a question how connected it is and how much Shaychus it has, if you think you're going to be drinking wine during the meal, you should actually have in mind not to be motzi the wine during the meal, because there's a suffix, as I say, if there's a connection there. So the Poskim say, have in mind not to be motzi, that you're not being motzi the wine during the meal, and you should make a bracha achrona, therefore, and then you wash, and you make a bracha, obviously, a bracha rishon on the wine if you eat it during the meal. That's the case by Havdalah. Okay. We continue the third shiur on Shahar Yichud. We're in the psicha to Shahar Yichud. The Chavis Halavos is talking about the first parasha of Kriyashma. And he said so far, he said there's 10 things in Kriyashma, 10 mitzvahs, 10 inyonim in the first parasha of Kriyashma. We went through the first three, which is Hashem, the belief in Hashem, Elokeinu, that he has a special relationship with Klal Yisrael, and Hashem Echad, which is more directly Yichud Hashem. After those three, it then logically proceeds to the next, the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, b'seiser v'agoli, b'nafshenu v'modenu, truly and sincerely to want to do Hashem's will, to love Hashem, to want to be part of His nation, to be close to Him. Which is, of course, the last shahr of the Chavis Halavos. The next thing in the progression, Lahazar al Chavus al Vavos. This is very interesting. The Amr of Vahayu Hadvarimo Eile, Sharon Ochimitz of Acho Hayom al Lavavecha, the Chavis Halavos learns, is a general exhortation to keep and to be careful about all the Chavis Halavos. Vahayu Hadvarimo Eile, Sharon Ochimitz of Acho Hayom al Lavavecha, Yitzonolomo Shadad Bike Melibcha, Vitamin Bomb, Matsmunecha, all the things that are Chovas Halavavos, the attitudes, the way you think about things, the Ashkafis, all the Yiras Hashem, all the Inyanim of gratitude towards Hashem, all the things that he's talked about in the Psicha, and that he will talk about in the Sefer, the general Chovas Halavavos is include. That's what this pasuk is talking about. Okay, so that's five. Right, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Avos Hashem, and Chovas Halavavos. And then, V'achar kach netak mehem el mitzvos ha'ivarim. General exhortation to keep the Chovas ha'ivarim, and that is the pasuk, interestingly enough, of Hayadiyah v'asiyah, knowing what to do and when to do it, learning about it and doing it. So it says it that way. Even if you have no child, al tosim habeni las kriyascha osam. That's not nogea your personal mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So that is, according to the Chavis Halavos, that is learning about what to do and doing it. implies doing it. Is a general exhortation to keep the chovos ha'ivar. I'm sorry. And then v'shinan tom levanecha v'dibar tom to learn the laws, the dinim. He sees in that chovos ha'ivarim, which include learning about them and knowing what to do. Mitzvah Sa'ivarim, Shein Kololol Sa'yediyah V'ha'asiyah. So that would be number six. That's the sixth Inyan in Kriya Shema, with the generalized Cholva Sa'ivarim. Okay, we'll stop here.